With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Thailand and Cambodia are now accusing one another of new attacks as border clashes continue for a third day. So far, at least 33 people have been killed, more than 168,000 displaced, as the international community is putting pressure on both sides to try and reach a ceasefire. Constitutional attorney Mark Weaver told the Salem Radio Network this week it would be a wise move for Attorney General Pam Bondi sometime soon to hold an in-depth press conference to discuss the Epstein files, including the names of those who traveled to so-called Epstein Island.
They probably ought to release that. And if they're going to have to redact names, they have to show why they're going to redact names. Because just because someone flew to the island doesn't necessarily mean they had illegal sex with children.
Conservative political commentator Victor Davis Hanson says President Trump is waging an historic counter-revolution.
He's doing all of that, and no one thought you could take on the Green Lobby. Nobody, the military told us we just can't get 55,000 extra recruits that we need anymore. It's drugs or gangs or competition with private industry. He did. No, everybody said you cannot close the border without comprehensive immigration. That was proven to be a fallacy.
Victor Davis Hanson interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. President Trump says he's thinking about using some of the tens of billions of dollars of tariff revenues the U.S. is gathering up to provide rebates directly to Americans.
We're thinking about a rebate because we have so much money coming in from tariffs that a little rebate for people of a certain income level might be very nice.
The U.S. Treasury data shows the country took in about $64 billion in the second quarter of 2025. That's dramatically more than the Biden administration took in the second quarter of last year. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports on a troubling report coming out of the Netherlands.
It has to do with physician-assisted suicide, which has been legal in the country for some time. According to the government's most recent survey, there were about 10,000 deaths by assisted suicide in 2021. What's even more troubling about that, though, is that 517 of those deaths were classified as, quote, ending of life without explicit request, meaning that doctors in the Netherlands took the lives of over 500 people who had not actually requested suicide. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists are stepping up their attacks on Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern says the main problem is a group called the Allied Democratic Forces. That group's been killing and terrorizing Christian believers in the region for years, a group actually based in neighboring Uganda, but lately it's been crossing the border. This is SRN News. The Department of Agriculture will move thousands of employees out of the nation's capital in a reorganization. The agency says will put them closer to the customers they're supposed to serve. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
The Trump administration is shutting down some Washington, D.C. area offices of the U.S. Department of Agriculture with a plan to scatter half the positions, about 2,600 workers, to field hubs in Raleigh, Kansas.
Lisa Dwyer reports billions in frozen education grant funding is being released.
The Trump administration withheld over $6 billion in funding on July 1st as part of a review to ensure spending aligned with the White House's priorities. Last week, the Education Department said it would release $1.3 billion of the money for after-school programs after 10 Republican senators sent a letter imploring the administration to allow frozen education money to be released.
That is correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.